Welcome to Cider Chat. In this episode, it's a behind-the-scenes Calvados tasting with Etienne Dupont of Domaine Dupont in Normandy, France. Hello, my name is Rhea Wincoller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. Ciderville, we are all in for a treat this week because I'm finally releasing this recording that I took last year in 2020 when I was in Caen, which is a city in Normandy. I was staying with Etienne. This was my first afternoon hanging out with him, and I went to his apartment and he said, "Let's go." And he brought me to the store, which is in Caen. And I didn't even know about this store. I mean, that's what kind of happens in Europe. It seems like people expect you to know, but I didn't know it was even there. It is primarily a whole bunch of Calvados. And he owns the store. Domaine Dupont owns the store. And we did a tasting. And that was my first night in town. So talk about like just shooting to the moon right from the beginning. The very next day was the beginning of Cider Expo, and that was the first Cider Fest that ever took place in Normandy, France, at that caliber. And it was producers from both Normandy and Brittany, and they were serving their ciders and their poré and their Calvados, and just like a range of Calvados. You'd see like bottles from like a very fine Calvados, which is a young Calvados, to a much older Calvados. Some were like, you know, 35 years old, and you could be like tasting all these and then buying them right there and just skipping around in just heaven, absolute heaven. So that is a little bit about the setup there. I'm going to be getting to that recording shortly. I'll tell you a little bit more in a wee bit. But first, I have a little bit of news for you from out and about in Ciderville. I have an email that came in from Poland, and the writer's name is Piotr Marzenski, and his cidery is named Polanski. And he writes, "Hello, Rhea. Do you remember a few years ago when I asked you how to make Sizer? Looks like you inspired me. Thank you for your podcast." And then he sent all these photos of bottles of Sizer and cider and mead. And they're in a bottle that kind of looks like a dessert cider bottle, kind of like long and tall. And each one has a different color to it. So yes, Piotr, I do remember when you asked me, and as such, I wrote back and said, "Tell me more about what's in these bottles." So this time he wrote back and said, "In the white label is a Sizer apple mead, and it's made from Eliza and Janigold apples with wildflower and sunflower honey. The black label bottle is just like the Eliza and Jana Gold apples, but it is also infused with smoked champion apples." Wow. And that one won a gold at the International Hall of Gala Apples in Spain last year. I was at Cisca in 2016, and it's just a really fun event. And wow, they just go through all the ciders judging. It's crazy. So that's really cool. I mean, I can only imagine smoked champion apples. Love it. You're thinking way out of the box. Super cool. He continues with, "I use yeast from your sponsor, Fermentis. Woohoo! And the particular yeast he's using is UCLM-S325. He's done tests with all their new cider yeast, and it is the first or second choice for my cider." So I will put that note in the show notes here, along with the photos that he sent, so you could just see what yeast he's using. And he continues on with, "Bottles with the white label with the cherry is a sour cherry mead, and it's only juiced from sour cherries and the same mead-like in Sizer. And the pink one is a blend of each." He ends with, "If you ever visit Poland, I invite you to my cidery / meadery. And your podcast is one of the most important in the case of my knowledge. Piotr Marzenski of Polanski in Poland." Dude, I love it. And keep the good news coming out, okay? We just really dig it. And geez, there's such a happening scene in Poland. In fact, I'm going to put a link in the show notes because there's a little interview from Cider from Poland all about you. So we'll put that in there and send some folks your way. And that leads me to the perfect segue to have a little bit of a Q&A with Fermentis, our sponsor for this here podcast this week. And last week, if you recall, Kevin spoke about the reasons for adding sulfites to the fresh pressed apple juice before fermentation. So that was in episode 264. This week, Kevin's going to be talking about what are the effects of sulfite on a yeast that you are planning to use when fermenting your cider. Take it away, Kevin.
Hello, my name is Kevin Lane, and I'm the technical sales support manager for the Americas for Fermentis. Well, that's a very complex question, not an easy one to answer, because it is somewhat strain dependent. Like I'd spoken about in the past, that the sulfite addition is done to kill off wild flora. The same could happen to the yeast that you're planning to add. I say could because different yeast strains have different sulfur tolerances, and this is much like the alcohol tolerance of yeast strain or the temperature or the pH tolerance of yeast. Each strain is going to have slightly different characteristics, and the level of sulfite in the juice itself is another thing that some yeast strains can tolerate more of, while others really are not tolerant of that being present. So even though you're doing it to basically to kill off the wild flora, in the end you could potentially kill off part of, if not all, of the yeast that you're adding that you're intending to use as the fermentation. Now that's something that you'll have to look into when you're selecting yeast, or if you're planning to use a yeast in a media that you plan to sulfide, is to check with the supplier. Usually they'll tell you some information about how tolerant the yeast is in terms of the sulfite tolerance.
Well, I guess it's not so cut and dry. So if you have a question about whether or not the sulfite addition to your apple juice is going to be impacting your cultured yeast, well, you could contact Fermentis. Just go to fermentis.com. All right, Ciderville, it's time to grab your glass. And if you can put in some Calvados, fantastic. I know it's not always easy to get in all parts of the world. Hopefully that will be changing in time. And the way we would say Calvados in the U.S. would be apple brandy. But you should know that the two are very different in that the French execute a very stringent set of rules and parameters around Calvados. And you'll hear a little bit of that as we're going through this tasting. Versus apple brandy doesn't have the same types of parameters of specific apple varieties, what percentage of a bitter is in there or not. And that's really what has set the French apart in their production of Calvados, which is a distilled spirit. So they're taking cider and they're distilling it. But you're going to hear something from Etienne that's very, was not something I expected, I should say. I'm not going to say it's very unusual. It's not unusual to him at all, but it's at what point they actually do the distillation of the cider. And you're going to hear me calling it cida, which is more of a French way to say it. And of course, when in Rome, you try to do the best to speak the language as best you can, and I just kind of scrambled through it. I also want to really encourage you to have some space here to realize that these two men are going in and out of English and French with me, and just it's remarkable how well they're able to do that. So you just have to kind of drop down into the drink in your hand right now and just enjoy this most delightful evening. It was one of these moments in time for me that was a pinch me moment. Am I actually having the opportunity to drink with a true master of this craft, such as Etienne Dupont? And mind you, this was just the beginning of my, I don't know, 3 or 4 night stay with he and Catherine in Caen while I was attending Cider Expo. And what a special treat that was. In the show notes to this here episode 265, you will see the name of the store, and it's called Cave Pepin. That's Cave Pepin in English. Cave, or cave, C-A-V-E, is used widely in France, and it's what one would call their cellar, right? But they call it their cave, Cave Pepin. And that is right on a beautiful little street in Caen, kind of a historical street, and there's lots of little shops there, and there's just Cave Pepin, just filled with Calvados and cider, and of course, with someone like Etienne Dupont leading the charge there, you know the quality is just, it's assured. Just a fantastic scene. I just say the fact that I wasn't stumbling over my words because I was so in awe for this opportunity is just, I'm besides myself on that, that I was able to keep it together and not go, is this really happening? That's kind of funny. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I'd like to also make the reminder that I do lead Totally Cider Tours, and I'll be looking to return to Normandy, France in 2022. And I think that this conversation here is a perfect reminder of just how glorious that is. There's the tasting of the poré and the cedar and the Calvados, and there's the gastronomic feast of French food and the sights. The sightseeing is just world class, no doubt about it. So hopefully this will whet your appetite for that, and you could go to totallycider.com and find out more. And contact me if you'd like to be put on the list for 2022. Well, that about covers it. So let's head to this conversation now. We're going to begin by hearing from Etienne Dupont of Domaine Dupont as he talks about the three qualities of aroma for Calvados.
Three sources of aroma. The fruit, the yeast, and the cask in which it has been kept. If it is new wood, you get the taste of the sap, which is vanilla, more or less vanilla. If it is an old cask, if it has contained rum or anything else, it's going to take aromas from that liquid.
On this wall of Calvados here.
Classical Calvados.
Classical.
Yes.
Okay.
With cask having contained cider, Calvados, mainly.
Okay.
And not very often new wood.
Not very often, okay.
And, you know, when you use new wood to age a brandy, depending on the size of the cask. You can be ready in 3 years or 20 years. Regulation for whiskies to be aged in bourbon cask because you have a special oak which is not very tight.
Oak? The American oak, yeah.
Our oak is more tight than yours. Yours is less tough.
Mm-hmm.
And the aging process is quicker because there is an exchange between the air and alcohol. In your cask.
And the oak that you're using, the French oak, is that called Limousin? Or?
There is oak in Limousin, but they use it for wine.
Okay, so you're not using
It is tight.
But you're not using that for the
No,
Calvados.
We use oak from Vallée de la Loire,
okay.
Where the soil is sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And the oak grows very quickly, and the wood is not too tight, mm-hmm. and the exchange is... So, the eldest Calvados we sell here is 1946.
Yes. So, 1946, would that be...
Post-war.
Yes. It must have been hidden. How did it survive?
No, 1946, they were...
But how did the trees survive the war? You know, were the orchards kind of like run over, or they're like where your family's domain was?
No, they were not cutting trees. We were not bombed that much. What they bombed is...
The big building.
Well, soldiers, they were killing each other.
Yeah.
What they were destroying is where the source of energy was kept.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you have no energy, no petrol, no electricity, no
they didn't
difficult
care.
To live.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
So a Calvados from 1946, would you expect that to be cut into something else? Do you take like Solera, where you're like taking a little bit of the 1946 Calvados and adding it into a younger Calvados?
Oh,
it's just a straight barrel from 1946.
Yes,
and so
yes,
it's very
yes.
select.
If not, there would be no millésime. Yes.
Okay.
No. It's
100%.
The guy, I know him.
Man who made that.
Yes.
Is he still? He's yes. still here. What's the name of the producer?
Roger Giard.
Oh, okay. I'm not seeing the name. Okay, yes. Giard.
It's a good one.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Do you want to try some very old Calvados?
Of course.
Yes!
Try some 6 years old, okay? One mm-hmm. from Donfron.
Fine. How many do you want to taste? Well, you can spit if you want.
Six, 12, or...
Yeah, we just have dinner and go to bed. So.
Yeah, okay. So I'm okay. good. I'm good.
If you are okay,
yes.
we can try some Calvados, some young Calvados, so about mm-hmm. 6 or 7 years old, okay? From Donfron, from Calvados Controlé, and with a double, from Pays d'Auge, so with a double distillation. Then we can try a middle age, about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, we will try some very old Calvados. Okay? It's okay for you?
Très bien.
Perfect.
So, Don Fronte.
First one is from the Pacori family, from Don Front, from Montilly.
I do know Pacori, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, if you want,
I haven't had their Calvados.
Okay, so this one is about 75% of pear cider.
Pears.
Okay. This one is from Garnier family. It's the fifth of a generation. Okay, and 100% of apple, 6 years old. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and last one. Okay. Do you know Dupont family?
Domaine Dupont.
Did you ever try Calvados from us?
Have I what?
Did you ever try Calvados from us?
Yes.
2 years ago?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I still remember a very special bottle that you gifted to me and our group brought to Mont Saint-Michel.
Yes.
And we toasted Jérôme with
yes.
that bottle. That was, I think it was... Yes, I can still taste it.
So don't do it again, you know it.
Okay, so first one.
Tenez, je vous apporte l'autre. First question, is there any acetate d'éthyl?
Any acidity left? Is that what you said?
Acetate d'éthyl? If it smells acetone?
Acetone, yeah.
A little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So if you are a professional buyer, you don't buy it.
Yes.
This one has no nose is better.
Also from Don Fronte.
Same producer.
Oh, same producer, yeah. Okay. What are you noticing? You noticing the acetone too?
Yeah, I think so.
We are fighting acetone, sorry.
Well, that's okay.
We are too much professional.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now, is that, at what stage is that coming into the Calvados?
All life.
All life, yeah. It
yeah.
could happen.
Nothing you can do.
Because I get it here, but it's not as pronounced. But
sometimes with humans, you can hope that they're getting better when they are older.
But not always true.
Not with the Calvados.
When they are older, if they have a default, the default can be disguised by tests that you can find in the wood that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can mask.
A bit of sugar, a bit of caramel, a bit of gravy. And you know how it comes? When you distill cider, you must wait for the cider to be fermented.
Mm.
There are two micro
organisms.
Yes, that can ferment. Bacteria and yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeast is a good is a good way to ferment. And yeast can be very active. And if the fermentation is quick because the temperature is all right, then bacteria have no chance to live. But if fermentation is lengthy, then bacteria, which is very resisting, is going to eat sugar, mm-hmm. and to eat sugar, and when you distillate it, you have it. And you have it for all your life.
So if I made some cider, and if it starts off acetone, don't even think about distilling it, because it's not even worth it.
You will have a burning.
Burning
body.
Now, when you make cider, you make it a certain way, but if you're making cider to then distill to Calvados,
yes.
It's a different process.
Yes, completely. And we ferment in 3 days, 4 days for Calvados.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Very quickly.
As quickly as we can.
To avoid
yes.
the acetone. This people thinking about distilling a product that they don't really want to drink as cider, they shouldn't distill it because it's not going to be...
No.
It's not worth it.
It's a way to use what you are left with.
Yeah.
And even if you are producing pomo with it, it's not going to be good because it's mm-hmm. very... So when you mm-hmm. want to distillate, you produce cider to distillate.
Right.
And no sulfite.
No sulfite with the for
because
for
sulfite is concentrated by distillation.
Mm-hmm.
And you smell it very well, very easily.
I see.
The question is, why do I say, because there are producers that are willing to keep their cider before distilling. My answer is only because it is by tradition. Because their father was doing like that.
But maybe not a good choice for the final project, yeah.
And they are organized like that. We say we want to do that to produce good Calvados. Not only we have to, we say it, we know how to do, but we must be able, that is to say we must have the right tanks, the ways to keep the temperature correct. We must be equipped to do it, not only in our manual, it must work.
Mm-hmm, right. So the right tanks for Calvados, how would they differ for cedar? Is there a difference, or that you have tanks available to
yes.
make it?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're still using the same equipment.
No, we're
no,
not using
totally
the same
different.
Equipment. We produce cider to distillate. It ferments quickly.
Quickly.
And we must be sure that we can keep the tank completely full with no contact with air until the distillation. Because bacteria, they are anaerobic, they need air to live.
To live. So 3-day fermentation, that means, and that's no addition of any cultured yeast.
No.
It's just a rolling ferment.
Yes.
At like what kind of temperature? A warm temperature?
22, 23.
Okay.
No fermentation below 8.
No.
Low fermentation between 8 and 16. And above 16, it's okay.
3 days, it's just so such a young... it's hard to believe that it would be finished fermenting.
It goes it's very fast.
Very fast. Yeah. And is that because the apples that you're bringing in... have been
it's
like
a question of temperature, nothing else.
Just temperature. Temperature in terms of, okay, today's a day that we're going to press because it's a good temperature day?
No. You press because apples are ripe.
Right, of course.
And you produce, and if it is cold, you have to warm your cider. If your apples are ripe, don't wait for to press because
mm-hmm.
they will be rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And if you produce cider to distillate with rotten apples, you will fill it in the glass.
Mm-hmm. I'm still wrapping my mind around the 3 days, because I think of 3 days with a cedar that I've made, it might still be bubbling, or it tastes so young. It's not conditioned. It's not finished. And when you pour it into...
It's not clear.
It's not clear. It's, yeah, very rustic.
Yes. Yes, but if apples are clean, if apples were clean, what is unclear is bit of skin, bit of pulp, and if you distillate that, it gives you tasty.
Taste, so you do you want that in there. Yes. So you're all the, the lees.
Yes.
The lees, you distill all that.
Yeah, well, there are two types of lees. There are heavy lees, but you don't distill it.
Right.
You know, what is the equivalent
the gross
to the brown hat? That we do not distill it. But fine lees, yes, we do.
You do, yeah. Well, certainly at 3 days, that's all you have would be fine, I think. Or, no, you have probably some
heavy.
You do have heavy.
Yes.
So you're a siphoning?
You know when you are baking?
Yes.
You have farine and water and you add yeast.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 hours or 3 hours?
Yes. Same thing.
Because the temperature is right.
Wow.
It's same thing for fermentation.
I didn't realize it. That's quite informative. Thank you. Because that changes my concept of how it's been made. I had no idea. Although, I don't think all producers do that, is what I have a sense.
There are not very many in Normandy.
And with the, in Domfronté, where they're dealing with Poré has such a propensity, or it often goes more acetone than cedar. It's much harder to manage in that way, which is probably why they're cutting it with...
There are two reasons. Because in the farms, in the old days, they were very badly equipped. There are 1 or 2 casks.
Mm.
And the cask was not at a good size.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So they were producing their liquid,
mm-hmm.
pouring it in the cask, and maybe there was air on it. But it was the only cask. Now we have tanks with floating tap, which are not very expensive. So you have
like
always
a
the liquid.
Yes. Yeah. It's a cask like that?
No, it's a fiberglass.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes, I saw
but,
those
but
tanks,
it's,
yes.
It's better than a bad cask.
Huh. Wow.
Bad cask give bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
To use a cask, the cask must be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And has contained good things. If mm-hmm. not, you take it.
When you are moving the 3-day-old cedar to be distilled, how do you... You're pumping it into the still?
No, not directly.
And avoiding oxygen.
You have to come back home.
Yeah.
We have concrete tanks.
Concrete?
Yes, close to the press. Close to the press. You remember the building?
I know where the press is. I don't think I saw the concrete tanks.
Inside the building, there are concrete tanks.
Oh, I didn't see that, yeah.
That's where we ferment the cider.
Ah.
And between that building and the, distillery, there is an underground pipe.
No kidding. Wow.
And another tank where we store the cider to distillate. So the racking is done at this moment.
That way. Wow. Underground. If I recall, like the up by the tasting room is where your still is, right?
Yes.
And the pressing is down. That's a long
there
pipe.
200 meters, yes.
What kind of pipe do you use for
plastic.
That? Plastic. Which is brilliant. It doesn't have to be that deep underground.
No, it is 1 meter.
Wow, I love that. I had no idea.
So now you've got 6 years old.
Six years old.
A simple distillation from the Garnier family. Okay.
100%
made with apple cider.
There's a whole lot of contemplation that takes place when one is tasting Calvados. So I have cut out that section here, and we're going to go directly to my next question.
In Dom Fontaine versus Pays d'Auge, there's two different types of distillation. In Pays d'Auge, is it a
double distillation
and a single distillation in Dom Fontaine?
Mm-hmm. With double distillation, you can separate heads and tails.
Mm-hmm.
That you cannot do with a column.
Right.
You take everything.
And,
if everything is good, it's okay.
And you're not using a column still.
No.
You're using a...
Pot still,
yeah.
It's Catherine.
This is what we would call a fine, right? It's young, so you would classify it as fine.
It's more than that.
Fine is the youngest categories of Calva you can find.
Uh-huh.
It's about 2 and 3 years old.
It gets a little confusing when you go into, I'm trying to see, Odage.
Yeah.
Then it's like, what year is it? Yeah, it's kind of like depends on the producer, right?
The denomination is done to make you lost.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes that's part of the goal is to get lost into the Calvados. Why not? Yeah.
So you have to rely on your own palate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. And are you using wood?
Yes.
And not moving? Because I know in this region that there is kind of a push to go more away from the wood versus, is it electric or gas? Gas fired still. That's gas.
No, we are gas.
Oh, you're gas. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But wood has no quality. When you cook... does it make a difference if you... I don't speak about barbecues.
I know what you're saying. Well, for heat, no. But I know I was visiting this producer, and he was very adamant he didn't want to change, and his son wants to go to gas. And I don't know if they have in the time I visited. And I was there while they were distilling with the wood, and... there's a certain smell in the air. I was trying to figure out, you know,
maybe.
And sometimes it's like smoking the liquid
maybe.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I could kind of get that tradition.
You have a good nose. Yes, that's the only way it can work.
Yeah.
It must be smoky in the
room.
Yes.
And so it's kind of, coating it.
Because the heating system is very irregular.
Variable, yes, yeah.
So it's difficult to know where you are in the distillation.
A lot of work to stay on it. You have to be a good fire tender and have done it for many years to keep it steady, which somebody who has been doing it for many, many years would know how to keep it steady. I had that hunch. That's the only reason.
Work because the wood has to be here, close to the fire.
The source, yeah.
It has to be dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well seasoned.
If possible, the same wood. Because if you put peuplier, the fire is not the same than with oak.
Right, yeah, poplar versus oak.
I did distill it for 10 years with wood.
That was a lot of work, and you become very smoky. You come in and you're smelling it, and probably not as good for the environment.
It was nice to cook apples in the on the braise,
mm-hmm.
the red charbon.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure. I didn't remember when I last visited.
No, it's gas.
Okay, all right. Wonderful. Great.
So, and third one.
We are fighting on other things.
Yes,
Not on wood.
You have to pick and choose.
And
here we go.
We are not going to come back.
And
ça, c'est 2 ans, c'est ça?
Ça, c'est hors d'âge.
Ah ouais.
Ouais, il est clair, hein.
No, we have to kind of guess, huh, on this one.
Ordage. The same age, so ordage from Dupont family, okay?
Okay.
Which is very clear.
Very clear. So the other ones we're seeing
is aussi,
kind of like...
Il y a toujours une énorme différence entre le ordage et le 12 et en termes de robe, ouais.
The nose, before I bring the glass to my nose, it's just popping out. Ordage, we're saying, how many years is this then?
6, 7 years old.
Six or seven.
More than 6 years.
More than 6 years.
And that is more than 2 years.
It's not what I had from the earlier ones, especially the ones that are a little off, that really burning sensation. It's kind of like a whiskey that's like a little too overpowering. And the beauty of the Calvados is this, when made well, it's smooth. And really,
whiskies are smooth also.
Well, they yes, but
they can be smooth.
Yeah, they should be. I think
every brandy should be smooth.
Right, I'm just talking about the cheap whiskies.
Every brandy should be carrier of aromas, elegant aromas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what you get before the nose, you know, comes close to the glass. It's just
the pleasure is when you look at it. When you smell it, and when you have it in your mouth, when you swallow it, it's finished. Un petit peu gras, aussi.
Oui, c'est vrai, c'est un peu, perfect. C'est bizarre pour moi, mais c'est bon.
Very nice.
And to continue.
It's a good education, I appreciate it. This is preparing me for this...
Tomorrow?
Yes, I know.
No, but I am too severe.
No, that's good. It's good.
Too critique. I do critique too much.
It's not too. You have to be. If you're not, then...
So now, we will try some 12 years old Calvados, exactly from the same producers.
Okay.
Than the 6 year, than the previous one. Okay?
We will try about
another 12 years old. Which is from Camus. Do you
that
know?
That you will meet him in New York, Camus.
Oh, okay. Great.
So, first will be the Pacori.
Pacori.
But 12 years old, okay? Vous voulez pas le goûter, celui-là, Étienne, hein?
Pacori, non. Je connais. I know him.
So now I'm getting... the colors getting a little bit deeper, intense.
Yes.
But those other ones that we had were kind of about the same, except for the DuPont that we just had. But so that's to be expected, as it is in the cask longer, of course.
Yes.
So we're going to...
cask longer or the size of the cask, big cask or a small cask.
Right.
It makes a lot of difference.
Yes, of course. And is there a preferred cask size? For at Domaine de Pont, you have
400 liters.
Yeah.
We should have 225, but it's more expensive. The cost is about the double. But it's better to buy. We are beginning maybe to buy smaller cask.
And why would you be doing that?
To gain time.
Smaller casks, more contact surface
and
to the oak.
When we sell something, we sell to professional, to pro, not amateur. Amateurs, they buy here, but they don't buy. Before our Calvados goes in your country, there is a pro who buys it.
I see.
And he can judge what we do. We can explain him.
How does one become professional with Calvados? If you're not a producer, do you do... Are there education courses in Normandy to study tasting? Other than tasting a lot.
You taste a lot, but to produce whiskey, Armagnac, Cognac, Calvados, brandy, it's all the same job. You begin with... a liquid coming from a fruit or grain, and the process is the same. You turn sugar in alcohol, and then you extract the gold from everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to just... I'm kind of curious of tasting the other ones to kind of compare that one, because I like...
What do you think of the last one? Just
the last one? I like it. The finish feels a little furry to me.
Yeah.
Furry. Just incomplete.
Yeah.
I guess is the way to say it.
Do you want to try the Calvados with a simple distillation from Garnier, 12 years old, on just the two, or just the two from Pays d'Auge, Dupont and Camus?
Is that, where is that from?
It's the same that than the second one you just tried before.
Oh.
But the second one was 6 years, and this one is
12
just
years.
Okay,
of course. Go through the whole process.
Anyway.
Just a little petit, that's perfect. Is it this bottle here?
Yes, it's this one.
May I see that one?
You've got some pepper on your tongue, and you don't find it?
Mm. I find this more pleasing than the last one.
Yeah.
I had, yeah. Yeah, it's, I like the nose. I find it softer. So that's quite nice. And I think that's what you're looking for, a little
mm-hmm.
more softness, and even softness on the palate, so you could really get the fruit.
Yes, perfumes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be harsh. So in that way, yeah, there's more complexity to it. And so I'm not being left alone at the finish.
No. I think it's the 12 years old from Dupont. I think it's the best seller in this.
I bet.
In this shop. Je ne voulais même pas proposer.
You put it in your mouth, you keep it in your mouth, and it goes up. Aromas are going up.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Il est plus more inviting.
More inviting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The nose feels a little fusel to me.
Fusel?
Fusel.
C'est...
Mm.
Ouais, c'est goudron.
Tar. It kind of surprised me. I didn't get as much fruit
gazole.
On the nose.
Gazole? No? Fusel?
Fusel. A little... It's not hot.
Ah.
But a little...
Fusel. Oui, c'est pour ça que je disais qu'il était limite.
F-U?
Yes, fusel. You're not going to want to look it up. So it's like the alcohol. The alcohol.
Yeah.
It was coming up more.
Volatile, oui.
Volatile, yes.
Yes.
So
yeah,
you could
exactly.
say that too.
Il y a un peu de volatile.
And so why is that happening? Because that kind of surprises
quality
me.
Of cider.
Hmm. Okay. So, were you getting
I
that
know.
Too?
Yes. I you told were. Him he was limit.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
If you are an amateur of rum, it's nothing.
Yeah.
If you like whiskey, it's very well done. That.
Yeah.
Out.
So I guess I was spot on. I want to be honest. You know,
yeah.
don't get it. I was kind of surprised.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
But it's kind of perfect because it's probably in the price point that people could buy it, right? And then feel like they're getting something. But we had an earlier Dupont, which was, I really enjoyed that. I thought it was more, provide more characteristics of the fruit.
Yes. We are entitled to control the fermentation of the cider since 6 years. Before, it was forbidden to control the temperature, so we had to wait. And probably this one has been distilled much later than now.
Interesting. Well, that's the beauty of, it's like a time capsule. So it tells you what was going on at that moment in time with regulations or the climate or the orchard, and that's fantastic.
And now we are obliged to wait for 3 weeks before we distillate wine. It is
So you can't...
We are losing 3 weeks.
Wow. Even though you want to distill it 3 days after.
Yes.
Oh my God, that must give you a heart attack.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. And that's required by IDAC?
IDAC and INAO, IPG, the government that give appellation d'origine contrôlée, AOP.
Okay.
Huh. We must follow rules to produce. No. And at the domain, we are checked by Marie. Uh-huh. 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, I was a little shy to say anything, I have to say, I am with the Grand Poupa here. I must be careful.
I would not have believed your criticism.
Do you want to try an older one?
Last one, and
last
we go.
One, yes, okay.
Okay, so do you want to compare a 20-year-old from Dupont and an 18-year-old from Camus, for example?
And that would be the same thing, yes.
Okay.
Sure. Well, this is a good education for me.
Yeah, but this one is greasy.
Greasy, I get
in
that.
In your palate, mm-hmm. You have it?
Yes, thank you for that, I get it, too.
Thank you, I'm trying to defend mine.
Oh, you should.
Just in case you missed that exchange there, Etienne was joking about defending his own Calvados against the others, which is what one expects a producer to do, of course. And it should be noted that Domaine Dupont's Calvados is a premier Calvados. It's just one of the world-class Calvadoses out there, so you can't go wrong. You really can't. And we're going to be finishing off this piece here. You'll notice that he'll mention Jerome, his son, who sadly passed away in 2018 and is deeply missed, and certainly his contribution to the world of cider and Calvados worldwide will never be forgotten. I put a link in the show notes to episode 98 that I recorded with Jerome Dupont. He gives a wonderful overview of Domaine Dupont and the history. But let's continue now with this final excerpt from my recording with Etienne Dupont in 2020.
And the bitter, you don't want it too bitter.
No. I do not like bitterness. Okay. I prefer fruitiness. But it's not a default, it's a choice.
It's a choice, right. I'm not getting bitter there.
C'est mieux, oui.
No bitter,
more. C'est bien, oui.
I'm going to guess that's a DuPont. Is that
yes.
DuPont? That's a 20. That's fantastic.
It's still a little bit bitter. And in our orchards now, Jerome did planted 50% apple with acidity and 50% apple with bitterness. And the regulation says 80%, 20%. So we are going to be less bitter. But the gymnastic is quite long because you plant the apple trees, you wait for 5 years, you get the apples, you produce the cider.
Yeah.
And you wait for 10 years to have the Calvados.
Right.
So when you come back in 20 years, you will, I won't be there, but you will...
You never know.
You will ask Marie.
A Calvados tasting with Etienne Dupont of Domaine Dupont, assisted by Ben at the store called Cave Pippin in Cannes in Normandy, France. At the end there, you heard Etienne refer to Marie, and that is Marie Marose. She is now the head cider maker at Domaine de Pont. You're going to find links in the show notes to both Domaine de Pont and the store that we were visiting that day called Cave Pepin. And I certainly hope that you are inspired to seek out Calvados, do a tasting of Calvados and apple brandy, and look for those three sources of aroma: the fruit, the yeast, and the cask. Or maybe just drink it and enjoy yourself. It's all good. As always, I give a tip of my glass to the folks who support this podcast every month via the Cider Chat Patreon page. You too can become a patron too by just searching for Patreon. That's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Cider Chat. And with that, Ciderville, I leave you here. This is Rhea Windcaller, signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
We like cider, we like ponds, we love orchards and having fun. There is a reason,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes there is,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes there is,
there is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes there is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason. There is a reason why we do it like this. Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
Like palms.
Oh yes we do.
We love orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum.
We like walking down the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Ba-da-da-dum.
We like palms.
Oh yes we do.
We like orchards, having some fun.
Yeehaw!